Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's going to happen.
Carmen.
Cortez.
Good morning, everybody.
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody.
Good morning from sunny Saskatoon. Not. I've been out snowblowing for about an hour now, and I'm getting ready to go in to see what the queen of our cult has to say today. And I'm going to do it the New Jersey way. Take it away, Dina.
Good morning. Judy from sunny Saskatoon chiming in. How is everyone this morning? Let's just all agree it's Wednesday. That's what I'm going with. I don't know how everybody else is feeling about it. Good morning. Let's just take a deep breath. It's Wednesday, so there's that. Yep, starting the day, Judy from Saskatoon, with some good old Kentucky bourbon, which we love. So that was nice. I have two boxes here that I'm going to open because they've been sitting here for a bit. Doing laundry here. You're off today and you're doing laundry. Wonderful. Isn't that amazing? Senior picture day, so no teaching. Oh. Good morning from the in-laws in Houston. Day 43. RV still in the shop. Gosh, what is the RV going to be done? I need to know. Inquiring minds. Good morning, TikTok. How is everybody this morning? Already need a nap, girl. Do you ever just lay in bed in the morning and just think to yourself, I could just use a nap? I didn't even get up. And I'm almost positive a nap is going to happen. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot. First day home from Florida. My bones hurt. I hear that. I can't even imagine. I can think of nothing better. Like just going and sitting somewhere hot seems like such a treat. It was so cold yesterday. Like it was, we've had a couple of nice days here in New Jersey last week. So you kind of get like, oh, the weather's, it's spring. And then yesterday comes along. Yeah, it ain't spring, girl. You need a coat. I must've come in three times for three different jackets. I was like, no, we're going to need a sweater. And I was like, no, we're going to need a coat on top of the sweater. It's very, yeah. I want a nap. I hear you, Sarah. It's all that working out you were doing, Sarah, yesterday. So I am sitting here surrounded by candles. That's right. I went yesterday to pick up the candles. Aww. And a tree topper. A fireplace tree. Oh my gosh. You guys. Snack bags? What? I'm going to give these to the kids either way. Oh, Jacqueline and Dude, this is so nice. Who sent this? Everything's in little bags. Diana would love that. I hope there's a card in here. Oh my goodness. This is so lovely. It actually says on here, personal. Maybe that means don't read this out loud. Sheila, this is so lovely. Thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There is, yes. It's from Sheila. That was so nice. All right, one more and then we're done. I went to Puerto Rico and it was hot. I was miserable. His shoulders were so swollen, it ruined my vacation. What? It's not easy. I know. I'm trying to do it so you all don't see everybody's addresses, but it does make it a little difficult. Hold on. It is gorgeous in Vegas. I bet it is. Morning, TikTok. How are we doing today? Opening up some boxes that were at the mailbox. Uh-huh. Yeah, impossible. You see, I was in bed drinking coffee. That would be lovely. I know. I was just like, wouldn't it be great if you could just call out? I mean, I guess people do, but people with real jobs. I don't know how you feel about it, Missy, but I feel like, what? Ruth? I feel like when you don't have like a real job, that probably a dog on the couch. Shut up. This is from Ruth. She said, I thought you'd enjoy a fishbowl to drink out of, and I will. This is hilarious. Oh my gosh. Ooh, little emery boards. I gotta open my mail sooner. I just want you to know that no matter when I open the, oh my gosh, it's all adorable. I love the fishbowl. Mm-hmm. It's awesome, Ruth. Thank you so much. So nice. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine just sitting here like this on the internet? People already think we're weird. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Catching you live on hump day. So how many people are off, or their kids are off this week? It's weird. It's like spring break, but then next week will be leading into Easter. Would you eat with Skit? Skit. Anyway, all right, so listen, I have two things that I pulled from the news that I think we're going to go over, and I just want to prepare everybody mentally because it might blow your mind. It's going to upset a lot of people. Like, what kind of news program? What if the news ran like that? What if when you put on the news, all of a sudden they were just like normal people talking, like they didn't have their like news tonight on Channel 5 News. Like, they didn't use that voice. They just used normal voice. Wouldn't it be great? And they're like, you guys are going to be so upset when you hear this. It would be so good. I'd be like, girl, you should sit down. Because sometimes they just read the news and it's just back to back. Murder, fire, earthquake, volcano. And they just run through it. Like, can't you just like give me a little bit of a lead up? And just be like, girl, you are never going to get you. Sit down. Sit down. You're going to need to sit down for this, right? But here it is. Two articles. Now, I have two articles. I'm going to let you choose which one we do first. And I feel like we might have covered one of them. And I think if we did, just tell me. There's an article that says what this handle is for in your car. I feel like we did it, but I forgot. It's an article that says, what is the handle here on your car? What's it for? I'm almost positive we covered it, but I can't remember. I think it's for your dry cleaning. Two, there was an article. They just did some tests on people on how healthy or unhealthy it is to do, what's it called when you only eat within so many hours? Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Intermittent fasting. They've done some research on intermittent fasting, and it is kind of big news. So which one do you want to learn about first? Intermittent fasting, good or bad for you? Or do you want to know what the bar is on your car? It's a choose your own adventure, basically. But you're like, I don't know, Dina. These are both riveting topics. They are. Mm-hmm. Fasting, please. All right, Malene called it. Here we go. So here's the article. So how many people are doing intermittent fasting? I feel like this is like something that just kind of started being talked about a lot more just in the last, I don't know, 2 years that, you know, people started using it like, so there's, I guess, an 8-16 rule where you eat all your food within 8 hours and then you fast for 16. I don't know if you haven't heard about this. This is what the general gist is. And a lot of people have said that they've lost a lot of weight by just eating within these certain hours and then not eating. And then your body goes into something where it just eats itself like a bacteria. I don't think that that's the words that they use, but that's what I heard. Okay. So it's called intermittent fasting. It's been all the rage. Di was talking about it, bada, bada, ba, everybody talking. So here it is. Here's the title. And I don't know if you're going to like it. Intermittent fasting. Do you think that they're going to say that it's great and has health benefits? Or do you think they're going to say it's not a good idea? I'll let you choose. I'll let you just think on it. Lily's like, I fast when I'm sleeping. Beth said, I've done it. It doesn't help me lose any weight. I used to till I got the diabetes. Angie says she thinks it's not a good idea. Anna says, not a good idea. Nancy, not a good idea. Eileen, not a good idea. Allison, not a... Tanya says, affects the heart. Mm-hmm. Shkendra says, it helps me. Harris said, I just realized I do it, but not on purpose. I always think back to caveman times. Like, you think somebody went up to a caveman? I was like, Leslie, you know that buffalo you got planned for tonight? Don't eat it till tomorrow. I'll be like, I'm going to eat it. But they were all dead by 35. So it's not good. Here we go. Let's go to the article. Here's the title. Intermittent fasting linked to high risk of cardiovascular death study reveals. A new study has challenged the health benefits. It's been praised by celebrities, blah, 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 blah. But a new study from the American Heart Association published on Monday, March 18th, has found that limiting meal times to just 8 hours a day was linked, are you ready, to a 91% increase in risk of death from heart disease. Girl. 91%. So girl, you're going to be skinny, you're going to be dead. Fat girls win. We won, finally. It's good news. Fat chicks live forever. We should have shirts. Fat chicks live forever. Fat girls unite. Flappy girls unite. Yeah, I'll just continue being fat. That's that. And that is the good news. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No more fasting. And it went on. Mm-hmm. It went on and on. It wasn't good. It said research led by Dr. somebody from so-and-so university. Hold on. It just went away. Hold on. So-and-so university analyzed 20,000 adults in the U.S., average age 49, who had followed intermittent fasting, also known as the 16-8 plan. Those who limited their eating to 8 hours a day were 91% more likely to die from cardiovascular disease than those who ate across 12 to 16 hours. Among participants with existing cardiovascular disease, the eating duration between 8 to 10 hours per day was associated with a 66% higher risk of death from heart disease or stroke. People with cancer who ate for more than 16 hours a day were less likely to die from the disease. Researchers also found that time-restricting eating did not reduce the overall health risk of death from any cause. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, yeah. But if you're fat, you have a risk also. That is true. I know, V. Diana's not going to like... not going to like this article, because she was talking all about, oh, yeah. But she's not good at it. She'd be like, yeah, guys, I'm doing the intermittent fasting. Now, I only eat in this 8-hour time period unless I'm hungry. And then I have beans. And you're like, that's not at all how this works. And she's like, it is. Dean, I only eat, if I eat at 9, I'm done eating at 4. Unless I want ice cream. And I start a different day, like 6 hours. She got some weird algorithm. She's not really doing it. Yeah. I don't know, Vicky. Listen. Every study can be flawed. But it's not like they said you have a 5%. Listen, they going with 91%. That's a pretty, even if they're wrong by 20%, 70%. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I say, just don't eat a full meal right before bed, unless you're hungry, Krista. That's it. It's high. But I wonder, how long ago did we all hear? You shouldn't have one big meal a day. You should have a couple of small meals throughout the day, right? It's always, there's a time period that nobody talks about, which is the time period. It was, I don't know, maybe a 2-year time period. We're going to call it the dark days of Olestra. Do you remember? And it was just like, all of a sudden, they were like, everybody eat Olestra. You can eat as many potato chips as you want. Don't worry about it. We have found this miracle thing. And people were shoving. Remember, there was like Olestra cookies, all kinds of stuff. And they were like, there is no fat in here. And you're like, everyone's going to poop their pants and have diarrhea. But you get to have chips. And do you remember? Everything was fat-free. And it's a time period in American history that is not talked about in the books. It was just like, do you remember when everyone had diarrhea? I don't know. Why did we fall for it? Because we were hungry. Renee, so many stomach issues. Yeah, of course you did. Of course you got the poops. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a time period that we just pretend didn't happen, because then you never saw it again. I mean, I think it still exists for some people who enjoy diarrhea, but yeah, Olestra had a partnership with Charmin. They were like, listen, Charmin, we have a feeling toilet paper sales are about to go up. Yeah, it was real crazy. People don't talk about it, but it was a time. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is then all of a sudden, intermittent fasting came along. Everybody's like, let's do it. I'm on board. I was like, I'm not going to do that. If I'm hungry, I'm just going to eat something. I'm not going to eat all of it. Mm-hmm. And now, what's the one? Ozempic? I don't trust it. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, there'll be a thing that comes sweeping through, and everybody's like, it's a miracle. I'm like, girl, there ain't no miracles. Just, come on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fen-phen. Yeah, was that a weight loss thing? That was another one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the silent partner, Imodium. I've done this fasting for years. Joy Behar had a funny take. Used to be that the wealthy were heavy and the poor were thin. Now, the wealthy are all skinny on diabetes drugs and the poor are heavy. That is kind of interesting. Right? I know, Aaron. I know a couple people. Hey, Felicia. Hey, Felicia. Goodbye, Felicia. People do that. I'm sorry. I just came. I have diabetes. Ozempic works. Lost almost 20 pounds. But see, you're the people that Ozempic is for, like the people that really have diabetes. The other people, it's not good. It's not good. I know a lot of people who take it also get the diarrhea. Is diarrhea the just, if you want to be skinny, you have to have diarrhea. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Have a last show. They also have Charmin. So it was a partnership. You figured it out. Yeah. The best thing I did was Whole 30. Eating whole foods made my hair and my skin better. Maybe I lost 40 pounds. Is that just all raw? I can't do it. I don't think I'd make it as a cave person. I would definitely be like a high maintenance cave person. Like, I think to myself, like, I think I was born at the right time. Because I don't know. I might have been good colonial, but like good colonial. Like, not Little House on the Prairie. I couldn't be on the prairie. Let me just say that. I need to be in town. Listen, you prairie people, you go, I need to be in town near the saloon. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm not. No, I used to get stressed out just watching Little House on the Prairie. Where are the people? Yeah, Little House on the Metro. I just can't. Yeah. Yeah. I would have died on the prairie. That's what I'm saying. I don't like beef jerky. It's just such a weird thing to say. I mean, I'm just saying. If we had to cure all of our meats, I would mess it up. I'd be like, we're all going to die because I didn't do it right. Yeah. No. No. It's just too much. I probably could grow my own veggies, but it'd all be potatoes. And then I just have kidney stones. I wonder if they had kidney stones in colonial times. Imagine they did. I can't even camp. You can't put me on a prairie. And no AC, girl, stop. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, don't get me started on running water. What's in Golo? I don't even know what that is. The ability to walk in your kidneys might fail, but girl, you're going to lose weight. And you're like, I think I'm good. You're already partly doing Whole30 with no dairy or gluten. I probably am. Did you watch this PBS series, Frontier House? No. Is it on the prairie? I don't think I could. Bolo is an app, not a drug. Oh, it's basically the same. Basically the same thing. I'm from Manitoba, Canada. Can't get more prairie than that. I do have electricity and running water. I don't know, Krista. You're really bottom of the barrels, electricity and running water. You have internet? You must, if you're here. Yeah. Yeah, no. Edward, I still have, Edward said, you look healthy. Look, I still keep, like, I don't know. I'm going two sicknesses ago. So this is from when I go back from Colorado and I still feel congested. I'm starting to think I might have allergies. I don't know. In fact, I need a tissue. Everybody talk to each other.
It just won't stop.
I feel like I just want to curl up in bed again. I know. I already took DayQuil this morning. I know. Anyway, all right, let's find out what these things are for. I was like, what are you doing? So there was another article I found. Yeah, I don't know what it is. All right, here we go. What do they call it? Someone figured out what the handle on car ceilings are for, and people promptly freaked out. All right, so before we read it, the handles on your car that are up here that you use when you're trying to teach kids how to drive or when you pick up stuff from the dry cleaners. What are they for? I feel like we talked about it, but this is an article that's going to tell you. It could be tree pollen. I don't know. Yeah, the old crap handle. Yeah. So you're all going with that's what it's for? I know, AJ, that's going to be next. To aid in getting in and out of the car. When my husband drives like Mario Andretti. Mm-hmm. I also thought it was for the dry cleaners. All right. So we're all basically saying it's either for dry cleaning or for yelling at people who are driving like nut jobs. Here we go. All right. 18-year-old Twitter user Amy recently took to Twitter to ask something most of us have probably wondered, speculated about without really knowing. Serious question. What is this for with a picture of the handle? The handle on the seat of everywhere. Blah, 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 blah. People started sharing their theories like this one. To keep your armpits fresh when you roll the window down on a hot day. She's not wrong. For my mom to dramatically grab when I'm going 26 and a 25. All right, let's see. The old crap bar. The Jesus bar. That's it? It never tells you? I think this is the article we saw. Hold on a second. What are the handles in cars for? Let's see. It says it's so people can climb in and out of your car with ease. That's it. That's what we all agree. Cornering your car enthusiastically. All right. So, yeah, I think people made it up. Yeah, it's multi-purpose. My grandmother used it to help her lift herself up a bit. A very anticlimactic, Patty. It literally said, we're going to tell you, and then it didn't. So that's it. That's all I have. People freaked out. Those love those kinds of articles. It is so funny. That reminds me, I can't put on deodorant today because I have a mammogram. Did you know about the sunshade extending? What? What are you talking about? Let me Google it. Sunshade extending. No, I don't know what that means. They just gave me an awnings thing. Oh, the extender. No, it doesn't say the real reason. What? Dina, Chipotle is doing a 50-to-1 split on their stock soon. Your stock is going to go boom. What does that mean, Duty Judy? Tell me. Are you good at this? I'm not. I don't know if you guys know. Duty Judy brought it up, so I'll just tell you. I'm an owner of Chipotle. I have one share, or maybe 50. And I don't know what that means. Dean, it sounds like we might own 50 shares of Chipotle now. I might give you one. You going to work?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't you wear that shirt yesterday?
No.
Okay. So stock will go up in value. So I was driving my car the other day with Carrot, and she said, "Oh, your steering wheel is smaller. It's a sport steering wheel." And I was like, "What?" She goes, "It's a sporty steering wheel. Did you guys know this?" And I said, "What's a sporty steering wheel?" She goes, "They're a little smaller than a regular steering wheel." Do you guys know that? And I thought it too when I got in my car. I was like, "Why does this steering wheel look so small?" But I just think it's because I'm a big person, like a Hagrid, and that everything just looks real small to me. Yeah, I didn't know I bought a sport. Did I buy a sports car? I don't really know. But she said it. I was like, "You know, I thought it was small compared to my last car." Yeah, my hands are too big. I don't know. Is this a new thing? Make us all feel like Hagrid? All right. Are you coming back tonight?
No, I have to
go. Okay. All right. I love you. Subarus have them and I could not stand it. My hands are too big. Yeah. It's weird. It's like a new thing now. I don't know why a tiny steering wheel. I do. I feel like a giant Barbie in like a Barbie dream car. I don't know. Because I'm big. So that was the other day. No, we don't know, Anne Marie. I have tiny hands. Maybe I need that. I don't even put steering wheel cover on because it makes it even bigger. It was like weird when you said Carrot said something about it. Lucy said, "I finally watched Barbie. It was great at the start and then fizzled." Interesting take. Everybody's partnering with Charmin. So today I need some good things to watch because I will be labeling candles all day. There's over 400 candles sitting here. It's just candles for as far as the eye can see. And they're all stacked. So today I'll be prepping all your candles. And I guess watching movies. But they should be all ready for tomorrow. Starting to get shipped out. Oh, Robin, you should have seen it. Yesterday, Chris and I were packing the candles up, putting them in the boxes. But then there's a moment where we have to like toss them to each other. So I kept throwing them to my mom because I knew she wouldn't catch them. So they just fall right on the ground. I'll be surprised. I think that the mugs break more in shipping because there's nothing in them. But like the candles, when you drop them on the ground, they go boom, like they're heavy. And I think that because they have the candle wax in them, they're not as fragile. I don't know how best to, it's more viscous. Look at me using an SAT word. I have not seen the Cabrini movie. My mom wants to see it, although she might have. Maybe she saw it last week, Mother Cabrini. I've not seen the movie Chef. Of course I watched Poor Things. I'm going to watch it tonight. Amy, let me know what you think. Because it's something. It is something. Yeah. So that was the thing is last night I had to separate them all so that I put all the right labels on the right candles. Cause I was real concerned that all of them were going to have the wrong names on them. Yeah. What's Poor Things on again? I think Apple or Hulu, one of those two. I did not like no one to see all that. It was a lot. Angela, I told you. I was like, I don't even know. I mean, I couldn't stop watching it. But I was like, what am I watching? Yeah. I'll just take STFU on all of my candles. Uh-huh. So I have been, Poor Things does have Emma Stone. This is what she won, the Oscar for. I did start watching Loudermilk and I hated it. And everybody kept saying, it's really good. And it's grown on me. I'm on season two now. He's just such a somewhat unlikable character, but then he's not. But he helps people. It's just been interesting. Yeah, hated Loudermilk. I'm telling you, Kimberly, I literally tried to stop watching it. I was like, let me try it again. Yeah. It's the cast of characters. So just to give you a little bit of background, he does grow on you. He's a leader of an AA group, and he's very flawed as a character. But eventually it starts to move into like just each of the characters themselves. You know, like, don't you remember when Orange is the New Black was on and that started, and I hated Piper. Character, she's so whiny. She was too much. But once they started talking about all of the other characters and you started really learning about all of the other women in the prison, and then you read that it's actually based on the memoir of this woman who goes to jail and how she ends up getting out and then really spending a good part of her life advocating for, you know, women's rights in prisons. And yeah, I'd be a whiny person in prison too. Girl, you're not wrong. Yeah, no, Loudermilk is, it's interesting writing. I don't hate it. Will Sasso is in it, who used to be on In Living Color. So usually the one you hate in the beginning, you end up loving that character. Well, it's so funny because I didn't like Fleabag either when I started watching Fleabag years and years ago. And I was like, I don't like this show. And somebody said this, it was Mad TV. Thanks, Marie. And somebody else said, they're like, Fleabag is great. And the same thing. And then I love Fleabag. I love the sister of all the characters. The sister was just straight the best. Just all of it. I like Resident Alien. Don't judge me. I don't even know what that is. Mary, Fleabag was great. You do have to like, you have to get past a couple of episodes. 10 minutes between me. I need a laugh. Oh, Denise. Did you watch Fool Me Once? What's that one about? This was my favorite show, but I stopped watching in season 18 because I could never watch in real time. What are you talking about, Grey's Anatomy? Because I didn't even know it was still on. What's Resident Alien? What's everybody talking about? Is it cheesy? I'm going to be putting labels on candles all day. It is Grey's. Yeah, Molyneux, I remember there was like a helicopter accident. I don't know, season six. I was just like, what? It's too much. I know it's a drama, but it was too much drama. And I was, I'm out. Mm-hmm. So, Laura, you do have to watch it again. Are you drinking a margarita? Rusty, I wish. No, it's just disgusting lemonade. Didn't Resident Alien get canceled so it has no ending? Mm-mm. See, I can't watch it. It's an alien who's a doctor. What? What? Are you joking? What? You're joking. Resident alien cannot be an alien who pretends to be a doctor. There's no way that's a show. Please tell me that we're joking. One margarita. Shakendra. This is a joke. Because you know... What? He kills a doctor and then takes on his appearance. Are you guys joking? An alien? Okay. Not a UFO alien. He looks like an alien, but he looks human except to one little boy. It's a comedy. Okay. What are you guys talking about? This sounds straight crazy. Alejandra's like, I was right. See, I'm over here believing Alejandra. You have to watch it, Dina. I know. This is so funny. It's with Alan Tudyk. It's a real show. What's it on? He was a UFO alien. His UFO crash. Are you joking, Rusty? It's on Hulu? It's crazy. Very dry humor. Oh, The Handmaid's Tale is classic. What? It's an FX series. Netflix. Alien from Outer Space. Listen, now everybody is all about Resident Alien. What? Please watch one, please. That guy is the funniest actor. So listen, this is Lucy's idea. Lucy came in. She's like, don't judge me. I like Resident Alien. It's a 2021 series. I mean, here's the funny thing. Is did you ever really think about like how some shows were pitched? Like there was a pitch meeting for lots of shows and you're like, there's no way that this show is going to go anywhere. I mean, like thinking about it, like even like Three's Company, like what's the show about? It's about three people who live together. Okay. But what's the show about? That's it. It's just a guy, Jack Tripper, and two beautiful girls, a brunette and a blonde. Okay. Well, what's special about them? That's it. A brunette and blonde. But what's the story? That's the story. And their landlords want them to pay their rent on time. But what's this? Why is it? Yeah. Somebody went in and was like, here's the show. We put people in the forest and they're naked. The show's called Naked. But what is it? They're just naked in a forest. They're like, I don't know. What would they be doing? Would they be afraid? You call it Naked and Afraid then. But what are they doing? That's it. We just watch them be afraid. It's just weird, right? Gilligan's Island. All right. Just sit right back. I'm going to tell you a tale of a fateful trip. Had two rich people, a girl from the country, a skipper. Just... How about I Dream of Jeannie? There's a guy. He's an astronaut. Okay. His best friend is an astronaut. Got it. They find a genie lamp. What? He marries her. The genie. Mm-hmm. And they live together. Well, she lives in the genie lamp. Huh? Like it just. Yeah. No. Yeah, no. How did they get through? But they did. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Here, all in the family. Here's a man. He's angry all the time. Do you know how long it took me to realize that the Jeffersons started out on All in the Family and then they got their own series? And I almost bigger, than all in the family. That's very rare that you spin off and have just as much success, if not more. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Ed, the horse, is a talking horse. And then what? That's it. He just talks. How are you going to get him to talk, peanut butter? What? It just... Yeah. Yeah. We are really dumb people when you put all that together. We are. Did she call him Master and I Dream of Jeannie? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're moving on. Maude was a spinoff as well. I don't think Maude was as big, but I think it might have been before my time. Mm-hmm. Remember Flipper? And they're like, he's saying something. My favorite Martian. I mean, it's just, yeah. TV was new back then. They didn't care about a storyline. They didn't have to have a story. They were great shows. Linda, we're still talking about them. 227. Wasn't that it? And they'd sit on the stoop. Love the stoop. Ooh. Mm-hmm. It is. It was so funny. Oh, what's happening? I just remember him dancing. Raj. Rerun. Dwayne. What's the sister's name? Hold on. I'll be impressed if you know the sister's name. Raj, Rerun. Dwayne. Listen, if you don't know what I'm saying, it's just because you have taut skin. D. It was D. Yeah, it was D. Yeah. Yeah. No Roger, no Rerun, no Ren. That's so funny. No Roger, no Rerun, no Ren. So funny. Jackie Gleason. To the moon. I only know like highlights of some things. Yeah. I think it's Dwayne. Dwayne. Is it Dwayne Wayne? It is Dwayne Wayne. You're right. That was his name. Beverly Hillbillies, Mork and Mindy. Yeah, how do you pitch Mork and Mindy? You're not wrong, Kimberly. You're like, all right, there's an alien. Like E.T.? Mm-mm, he's a man. He's a man. Yeah, but he lives in an egg. He lives in what? But he's a man. Yeah. A bird man? No. Just straight man. Hairy. But he sleeps in a closet. What? Who? What? Oh, Dwayne Wayne was from a different world. So he was just regular Dwayne. I'm getting. Yeah. Who's going to play this alien? This sounds like a dumb. It's going to be Robin Williams. Sold. He's amazing. Let's make it. But Pam Dauber was great as his. It's so good. Yeah. Yeah, no, Lee, I don't know that one. Nanu. I bet he made that up. Mm-hmm. Who pitched Alf? He's an alien that sleeps in a dryer, eats cats, he's a jerk, but everybody still likes him. Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah. So funny. Such good shows. In fact, what did I saw a clip of Valerie Bertinelli in when she was so young. Her mom, Bonnie. What show was that? It was slightly before. And then Kiss My Grits. Stop it. I mean, the fact that all of us know all you, I could literally one day at a time, I could literally say a line from any of these shows and you would know exactly what I'm talking about. And that just doesn't happen at television. It's just because there was only like six channels. So we were all watching the same thing all the time. And now it's just so funny. You know, like now I feel like when you do meet somebody that's like watching something you watch, you're like, right. Cause you might be the only two people at a party that are watching it. Kiss Margaret's. Was it called? It wasn't called Flo's. What was it called? It wasn't Flo's Diner. What was the name of the show? Marsha. Come on, Jenna. Too easy. It was called Alice. And they were all, they were such good characters. Mel's Diner. I was going to say Al's too, but it was Mel's. Yeah, three channels actually. Four if you counted UHF. Nobody knew what UHF was. It was just those. And then if you were real fancy, you had HBO. You're like, girl, you got HBO. We come to your house. Mm-hmm. You good? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have. Yeah, the facts of life. Taxi. Uh-huh. I feel like Taxi was older humor. Like, I was pretty young. I mean, I remember it being quirky, but I can't say that I, like, was like, oh, I get these jokes. And I mean, I think that's why it was just written so well, because you could watch with a kid in the room and you wouldn't know. As opposed to now, where you're like, you know, these are bad words. Oh, it's based on that song, Alice's Restaurant, I think. What you talking about, Willis? So good. Uh-huh. It is. It's very funny. Dina, we need to talk about my animated series pitch. Okay. I'll be around today doing labels, Chris, if you need to find me. Gidget was good. Uh-huh. Flying Nun. I don't know that one, Mooney. I Married Jones. I don't know that one. Saved by the Bell. Bye-bye. Bob Newhart. He was, I feel like, everywhere. Oh, okay, can I just say, and then we're going to go because we have stuff to do today. I'm going to give you a hint. So some of my favorite movie series when I was a kid, and I'm going to see if you can figure out what it is. It starred an actor who was iconic. And they were very wholesome movies. He was the lead of the movies. Very fatherly. These are clues. And he was like your pop. And there weren't a lot. No, it wasn't Michael Landon. That's a good guess. But no, these were movies. Like Michael Landon, I think of as TV. No, these were movies. It was so good. And Third Rock from the Sun. I never watched when it was on. I actually watched it later, years later. And it's one of the greatest shows of all time. If you have not watched Third Rock from the Sun, you should go back from the beginning. John Lithgow and that entire cast is amazing. Fred McMurray. No, John Wayne. No, it would, let me think. Alf, stop it. Soap. No, movies. There's a movie and they would come out. Maybe he made two of them. The dad from Father of the Bride. No, I'm forgetting everything. My head is getting just no, it was Alf. Who said Alf? No. He was tiny, not grumpy old man, not Ed Asner. No. You know who I'm talking about. I just went blank on everything. I knew exactly what I was saying. No, it wasn't Black and White. Magnum PI. It's a movie. No, it was Golden Pond. No, Cocoon. No, Mickey Rooney. No, Martin Short. No, older. He was old. He was almost 100. Give me a minute. What's his name? I can see his face. George. Who am I thinking about? He did the are you there, God? It's not Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. It's George Burns. Thank you. Thank you. And what was the movies that he used to come out and he would play God? George Burns. Does he look like a cowboy? No. How if you don't even know his name? Girl, what you talking about? I knew. What am I talking about? Was it Oh God? I think he did two of them. It was peace out birthday. So good. Do you guys remember them? And he was so good and he would play God. But he wasn't a resident alien doctor. It was like a real movie, you guys, not where he played a doctor. Are You There, God? That's it. And you hated those movies? Those movies? They were so good. Yeah. Oh, it was so good. With John Denver. John Denver was in it. A lot of people are saying John Denver. His voice was so soothing, right? He was literally like America's pop-up. He was like the Betty White of pop-ups. But he just was just like a fatherly figure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was married to Gracie Allen. Yeah, always had a cigar. Uh-huh. John Denver was in the second movie. Uh-huh. It was so good. Yeah. So good movies to revisit. Maybe I'll go watch it today after I watch Resident Alien. That's so ridiculous. All right, I'm going to go blow my nose for the 17th time. That's it. So today is candle day, and hopefully you'll start getting some notifications tomorrow and Friday that they'll be shipping. Hope you love them. I love them. This is minty. I can even smell it even with my nose all stuffed up. It's so good. So that's it, everybody. I don't know how much longer Judy will be in Facebook jail, but if she were here, which she is, she would tell you, do something nice for yourself. I think so, Nurse Debbie. It won't stop. And I just keep taking DayQuil, but I don't think that's helping. I think I'm going to try to take some allergy meds now. So like Judy says, do something nice for yourself or others today. And thanks for watching as always. And we'll be back tomorrow morning. I think we have a guest tomorrow morning. And that's it. So have a great day and a blessed day. And thanks for watching and being here and laughing. All right. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.
Boop, boop. Because